This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the United States scales back its military presence across the Middle East to focus on great power competition with China and Russia, it risks giving those two countries a chance to fill the gap and expand their influence around the Gulf. That's according to the top U.S. commander for the region. While traveling through the Middle East over the past week, Marine General Frank McKenzie, who heads U.S. Central Command, fielded a persistent question from the military and political leaders he met. That is the U.S. still committed to their country in the region, and what more support can they get? Israeli police escorted more than 250 Jewish visitors to a flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem, where police actions in recent weeks had ignited protests and violence that helped trigger war in Gaza. Those overseeing the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound say police cleared young Palestinians out of the area. And in addition to that, some Palestinians were arrested for later were released. Israeli police decided and denied that there was any age restriction and said that they arrested five people who violated the public order. It said that the site was open for regular visits. The COVID-19 death toll in India has now surpassed 300,000 as a devastating surge of new infections appears to be easing in big cities. The virus is not finished with India by any means. As megacities like Mumbai and New Delhi see some improvements, the virus appears to be taking a ghastly toll in the country's vast rural areas. The majority of India's people live in rural areas where health care is limited. The health ministry on Monday reported more than 4,400 deaths within a 24-hour period, bringing India's total to nearly 304,000. This is VOA News. Torrents of lava poured into villages after dark in eastern Congo with little warning, leaving at least 15 people dead amid the chaos and destroying more than 500 homes, according to officials. The eruption of the volcano on Saturday night sent about 5,000 people fleeing from the city of Goma across the nearby border into Rwanda, while another 25,000 others sought refuge to the northwest. And more than 170 children were still feared missing Sunday. UNICEF officials said that they were organizing transit centers to help unaccompanied children in the wake of the disaster. Protesters, including local Belarusians, took to the streets of Ukraine's capital Sunday after a Belarusian opposition figure was detained in Minsk when his plane was grounded over a bomb threat. The opposition and Western officials denounced the incident Sunday as a hijacking operation by the Belarus government. Roman Protasevich faces charges that could bring 15 years in prison. The flight from Athens, Greece, to the Lithuanian capital, changed course to head for Minsk. Plane was allowed to continue after several hours in Minsk. The Lithuanian president called the incident a state-sponsored terror act. Japan mobilized military doctors and nurses to give shots to elderly people in Tokyo and Osaka as the government desperately tries to accelerate its vaccination rollout and curb coronavirus infections just 2 months before hosting the Olympics. The Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga is determined to hold the Olympics and has made an ambitious pledge to finish vaccinating elderly people by the end of July. This is despite skepticism that it's possible. Worries about public safety while many Japanese remain unvaccinated have prompted growing protests and calls for canceling the game set to start on July 23rd. The two mass inoculation centers in Tokyo and Osaka aim to give shots to 15,000 people a day for the next 3 months. A cable car taking visitors to a mountaintop view of some of northern Italy's most picturesque lakes has plummeted to the ground, killing at least 14. Young child was also hospitalized in serious condition with broken bones. Six of the dead were Israeli citizens, including a family of four who lived in Italy. That's according to the foreign ministry. It is not clear if the other couple was related. The Stresa mayor said that it appeared that a cable broke, sending the car careening until it hit a pylon, then fell to the ground. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.